KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji. We are people powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. Now it is time for the World Cafe.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXC.org.
That's an old Mac DeMarco song called My Kind of Woman from his 2012 album, 2, if you recognize this. Now, this is a Mac DeMarco song released just over a decade later. Without the vocals, you might still recognize it as Mac DeMarco, because even when it's fully instrumental, his music just sounds like him.
Even the way I play drums is a specific sound to me. The way that I play acoustic guitar, the way that I play synthesizer, it's like a musical language.
Mac DeMarco releases a brand new album this week where he plays all of the instruments. So today we're revisiting our 2023 interview with him about his album Five Easy Hot Dogs. I'm Raina Duras. This is an Encore World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The Beltrami County Board of Commissioners is considering what to do with its current jail in downtown Bemidji as progress continues on a new facility in the city's industrial park. Larissa Donovan has the update.
Construction is moving steadily along on a new 243-bed correctional facility that is expected to begin receiving incarcerated people in March 2027. Beltrami County's commissioners are evaluating three options for what to do with the current jail. The least costly option is to fully remove the current jail and build a new Sallyport for the Judicial Center at an estimated $6 million. The most expensive is to remodel the facility into new leasable space for nearly $10 million. A partial removal remodel was also proposed for $8.6 million. County Administrator Tom Berry says creating more leasable space in a saturated market may not be the most fiscally responsible.
We have the central school that's being advertised right now that there doesn't seem to be any interest in, or very little. There's the federal building that also has an enormous amount of space. So we've got two big buildings that flank either side of this on the north and south that, aren't being leased or can't even be sold.
Beltrami County residents voted overwhelmingly in 2023 to pass a local option sales tax to fund the new jail's construction. The tax will also fund either the demolition or the remodel of the existing facility. Commissioners opted to hold on deciding the current jail's fate until a meeting in October, with Commissioner Tim Sumner saying he wished to hear constituents' ideas on the next steps. Chair of the board, Craig Gosvig, says maybe the board could think outside the box for how to use the space.
I'd love to see if we could somehow make a daycare facility on the second floor there. But we got to live within our means, too, and with our situation budget-wise.
Construction on the new facility is so far on time and on budget, with the interior build-out expected to start in September. Larissa Donovan, KAXC News.
Northland communities need more access to resources and more education on nutrition and physical activity. That's according to Essentia Health's recently released Community Health Needs Assessments. The organization surveys the areas around each of its 14 hospitals every 3 years. 7 of those hospitals are in rural northern Minnesota. Essentia identified 2 needs in all 7 communities: social drivers of health and nutrition and physical activity. To address the first, it says it will continue to run a community health worker program, administer a resource directory, and support local organizations through its grant program. Addressing the second varies between communities, but generally involves partnerships with schools, farmers markets, and other groups. In Aurora, Essentia plans to keep working with the Mesabi East Environmental Education Center to keep teaching kids about nutrition. Injury prevention was the third community need identified in Virginia, Deer River, and Aurora. Boston and Brainerd need more mental well-being resources. Detroit Lakes needs childcare, and Ada needs more education and employment opportunities. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is taking comment on a proposed culvert replacement and stream restoration in Itasca County. The County Transportation Department wants to replace the Smith Creek culvert under County Road 222 southwest of Grand Rapids. Smith Creek is a trout stream and tributary of Pokegama Lake. The county plans to replace the single culvert with two longer, wider ones. They would also add boulder riffles up and downstream. The project aims to improve the flow of sediment. The PCA has given preliminary approval, but comment is open until Monday. Staples Motley will start a meat cutting and butchery program thanks to grant dollars from the State Department of Agriculture. The $50,000 grant funds equipment purchases, facility renovations, curriculum development, and faculty training. The Ag Department aims to provide hands-on learning and career pathways with the grant. It's part of a larger program to advance Minnesota's agricultural and renewable energy sectors. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Mac DeMarco releases his new album, Guitar, this week. So we're taking a listen back to his most recent visit to the cafe from 2023. Enjoy.
Mac DeMarco became an indie music sensation back in the 2010s with his albums Two and Salad Days. His offbeat sense of humor, disarmingly honest lyrics, and laid-back, idiosyncratic guitar playing influenced a whole generation of songwriters and musicians. In January of 2023, Mac DeMarco released his fifth studio album. It's a departure for him musically. It's all instrumental, no vocals, no lyrics. And it was written and recorded after he literally departed his home in LA on a road trip to New York with a self-assigned mission to make a new album. Each song is named for the place it was recorded. The first song on the album and first stop on the trip is called Gualala. From Five Easy Hot Dogs, here is Mac DeMarco on World Cafe.
One, two, three, four.
That was Gualala, the opening track to Mac DeMarco's latest album, Five Easy Hot Dogs. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe, and Mac DeMarco is my guest today. Mac, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you for having me. Here I am.
So happy to have you. This album was written and recorded while you were on a four-month road trip. You drove alone from California to New York, made a bunch of stops along the way in the States and in Canada. The song we just heard, Gualala, is one of the two songs on the album named after a town in California on the Pacific Northwest coast called Gualala. Mm. It's how the album begins. Could you describe Gualala for us? And like, why did it inspire not one but two songs that made the album?
I mean, I don't know. I love that kind of, that part of the country is really, I think it's like, yeah, that's like top shelf, like really beautiful, like redwood trees, like the nature gets real thick. It's always kind of wet. And, you know, and then you're on like these cliffs on the coast and stuff, but very beautiful. So I just stayed at some place that was, on like this main little stretch of Gualala there. And it's literally just a little town on the one. And, I don't know, it was a cheap hotel. But my windows looked right out on the ocean. It's a beautiful place. I don't know. It was exciting, too, to be there because it was like, well, let's see if all this stuff I packed up is going to record well or not. So let's see. And it was cool to try.
I want to get into all the stuff that you packed up in a little bit. But first, take us back to the beginning, I guess. What was the impetus for this road trip at the start?
I think at the time in L.A., I had kind of spread myself across a lot of different scenes and a lot of different people pretty thinly. And I was helping a lot of people with their music and like kind of doing this and that and the other thing. I had a lot on the go here. And I think I kind of just felt like I'm never going to get anything done unless I leave L.A. So I decided I would leave and I wouldn't come back until I was done a record. And I didn't really know. I mean, when I first left, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go up to Canada, see the family. I'll go over east to New York. I'll get on a boat, go over to Europe, and then I'll drive. You know, this was before anything happened with Ukraine or Russia. So I was like, oh, I'm going to drive across Russia. I'll dip down in Mongolia, get to China. No problem. Like, I was thinking about, like, kind of never coming back, which was, and everyone was kind of like, okay, man. Like, yeah, you're acting sane. Okay. But I don't know. It was this interesting, like, kind of feeling where I felt like I was onto something, and nobody else understood. And I think I was, and I think that it was a good, it was good for me at least, or maybe for something. But yeah, it didn't end up going as long as I thought it would. But I think that this that style of living life, I think I will continue it, you know, in the future.
I'm talking to Mac DeMarco today on World Cafe. His new album is called Five Easy Hot Dogs. So you're on a road trip for 4 months. That's a lot of time to listen to music. I know that you listened to the song Had to Fall in Love by the Moody Blues. In your words, probably 600 times. I'm going to play a clip of that song. But before I play that, what about it had you repeating it over and over again?
I found it like when I was in the early throes of quitting nicotine. So I was like, completely out of my mind and feeling horrible and like angry. And when I found it, I was listening to like an algorithm or something on Spotify of, which I didn't really do that much on this trip, just like kind of let the computer take it away. But it was playing like kind of like heady music from the 80s, like kind of Intellipop or whatever, intelligent pop or what, you know, whatever, Roxy Music, whatever, that kind of stuff. And then that one came on and immediately was like, huh? Because it kind of, to me, it kind of sounded like what I was recording. You know, it was like the acoustic guitars and that kind of, I don't know, very like woody, very or like, you know, in the woods kind of vibe. And I just couldn't stop listening to it. And now it has this like kind of meaning. It has a meaning to me now. And the lyrics are very strange. I think it's weird. It's like they were trying to do I'm Not in Love by 10cc, but they just didn't quite get there. And I don't know, I would call it a good song, but it's also kind of a bad song. But I just love it. It's strange. I know all the little eccentricities of, you know, the kick drum gets a little louder after like 20 seconds. It's just a weird, I listened to it so many times. And I love it. I don't know, it's weird.
Let's listen to a bit of it right now. This is Had to Fall in Love by the Moody Blues.
What mattered to me was the right to be free, like I'll be someday. I'm waiting for the heart to lead the way. The places I've seen and the road.
World Cafe, that was Had to Fall in Love by the Moody Blues. I'm talking to Mac DeMarco today on World Cafe, talking about his new album, Five Easy Hot Dogs, which he recorded alone while on a four-month road trip. I'm Raina Duras. You've compared making this album to En Plein Air painting. So like where you would take your in, if you're a painter, your easel out and you'd paint on a hill and whatever was in front of you. What does that mean when you're making music?
I mean, it's funny because I think it's the closest you could do with the, like, fidelity of recording studio I decided to bring with me. Like, you could take a little, you know, you could record into your iPhone on a hill with an acoustic guitar or something. But, like, when you need real power and you need, like, you know, clean power and you need, you know, to plug in an old tube mic and stuff, like, I would say this is the closest to, like, the plein air thing that you could get to. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, it's like, it's exciting for me. It's, I think that, you know, anybody can, like, rent a, you know, concrete box underground and, like, soundproof it and treat it acoustically and, like, have a recording studio that sounds dead or whatever. But it's like, I don't know, something is so much more special to me when you're, like, looking out a window and there's, like, you know, waves crashing against, like, a cliff or something. Like, that's beautiful. You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't know, people go out and paint that crap all the time. It's like, I want to be able to look at that while I'm making my stuff, you know? And sometimes, I don't know. I don't know. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's a new style. And the other thing for me, too, is that it's kind of like going to all these different spaces, having no idea what you're going to get, is as far as, like, you know, every room sounds has its own sound. And sometimes you get a really bad one and you kind of got to, you know, go with the chips that you're dealt or the cards or whatever. So yeah, it was exciting for me in that way, I think.
I want to play Edmonton next. And I was curious, how often do you go back to visit Edmonton?
Very, very seldom. Actually, I went during the Five Easy Hot Dogs, and I actually went earlier this, or I guess last year before Christmas. So that's like, you know, two times in 1 year. That's like, that's the most I've done in many, many years. But I don't have anything against the place where I'm from. You know, I think I used to have things against it. But it's just, I think at this point, there's not a lot for me to go back to except my family, so. I don't know. And they like to come here because I live in Californian paradise. You know.
Well, let's listen to Edmonton. We'll come back and talk some more. This is Mac DeMarco with Edmonton on World Cafe. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. I'm speaking with Mac DeMarco today. You just heard Edmonton, a song from his album Five Easy Hot Dogs, an album he wrote and recorded during a four-month road trip. And this album is fully instrumental, in case people listening haven't caught on yet after hearing a few songs. Mac, you've said that this album, it sounds the most like you that you've ever been able to put across.
I think that it sounds like me in a way where, because when I told people I was like, oh, it's instrumental, they were like, what do you mean it's instrumental? What? You know, because everyone thinks, oh, he's a singer or whatever, you know. And that's fair, you know, it is. But it's like, I think that, you know, one of the interesting things for me when people started getting their hands on this was they were like, oh, it still sounds like you even though you're not singing on it. Or even your electric guitar is not on it. It's like, I think it's kind of a showcase of like, even the way I play drums is a specific sound to me. The way that I play acoustic guitar, the way that I play synthesizer. It's like a musical language, I think, which is, I think, you know, I'm not saying mine's like amazing or anything, but it's just me. And I think that having something be specific to you in that way is like kind of the only thing that we have left now. Because like a computer can make, you know, whatever, the pop song or whatever, or, you know, you can go and get like a writing room full of 25 people and like write a hit. Like it doesn't, you know? So I think for me, and you know, that's what interests me about art when it's personal still, I think.
You know, I remember when your, I guess, breakthrough album 2 came out a decade ago.
Yeah.
And whether consciously or not, being a party guy seemed to be a big part of your image.
Yeah, I love it.
Was that something that was on your mind when you decided to stop smoking, stop drinking, things like that?
No, not really. I mean, I'm still the same. I'll still go out to the bar and I'll still be the last guy standing at the house party or whatever, you know, but now I can just drive away, you know, but, I think, no, I don't know. I think that, I mean, the party, I think that even like the kind of party master persona faded a little bit, you know, maybe around the time I was making this whole dog. And then it just kind of formed into like maybe just alcoholic. So it was, you know, I was still like, let's party. But everyone in the crowd was like, oh, you need to take a nap, buddy. Like, you know. So I think, you know, I was already out of there. And I think it just became probably sad and then and unhealthy. Like I was in really, you know, my health was suffering. So I think when you're young, I think people should do these things. These are good things. They're fun. Yeah, you know, I hope nobody gets in trouble or gets hurt or anything or gets, you know, sick or whatever. But I think it is fun. I think it's fun and it's, you know, it's a crazy thing. Where I come from, it was kind of like if you didn't drink, then there was something wrong with you. And if you didn't drink a lot and you didn't drink fast, then there's something seriously wrong with you. So I think, you know, it's just I'm a product of circumstance. It's like a drinking culture, whatever. It is what it is, you know. And I'm not, I don't look down upon anybody. I think anybody should do whatever they want to do.
Quitting smoking seems like it would be, it's very difficult, obviously, to begin with. But then quitting it when you're taking extremely long drives alone seems like perhaps like the most challenging time you could choose to do that.
It felt like one of the most extreme things I've ever done. Yeah.
Yeah. Why was that the right time?
I don't know. I'd never tried it before, and I'd thought about it a little bit, or I'd, like, played with the idea, but I'd never really tried it, and I started doing it, and there were plenty of points where I was like, this is crazy, what am I doing? But it was, I think it was, you know, just kind of how, like, manic and, like, out of my gourd I was on this trip maybe was helpful in a way where it's like, oh, you're just going to not quit? You said you're going to quit, now you're just going to not. You know, it's like, I like extremes. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I'm just going to go and record this album forever. See you later. You know, bye. Maybe I'll be in China. You know, it's like, I like that. So I think, I don't know. I just went for it and I got through it. Now I don't smoke anymore, but it was horrible. But I almost like I like how horrible it is. It's sometimes feeling horrible or feeling sad or all of these feelings, feeling anything is better than feeling nothing at all. And I think a lot of the time, it's pretty easy nowadays to start feeling nothing at all.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Mac DeMarco. He has a new album called 5 Easy Hot Dogs. This is World Cafe. There are a lot of artists who cite you as an influence. You know, right away, Steve Lacy jumps to mind. He was playing at the Grammys earlier this year. Mm-hmm. I know you also just wrote songs for Lil Yachty, and your name, it comes up all the time, not just in like the indie rock world, but across genres. And I know this is a hard question to answer when you're the person who makes the music, but what do you think it might be about your music, the sound of it, the personality of it, that keeps resonating with other musicians?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is kind of tough to answer, but I think, you know, it's like, you know, I hope that it can be a blueprint for other people to do, you know, because what I've always done is just record at my house or whatever, and I've always recorded everything and mixed. It's just a very DIY, but, you know, I feel like the music is kind of accessible sounding or something, or it could be enjoyed by a variety of different kinds of people or in different circumstances or something, but... But yeah, but I think that I always kept that in mind, and maybe it's just happening now. And I think, you know, for a little while it was happening where there were a lot of bands that were just carbon copies of my music, which that's not exactly what I was talking about. But like, take Steve or whatever, like, you know, it's like, sometimes I'll hear a little bit of something that reminds me of me and Steve's music, but Steve's also got his own thing going on. Steve's amazing, you know what I mean? And Yachty too, or whoever else. It's like, I don't know, it's just... it's cool and I appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's, I don't think I necessarily like invented anything, but I think that, like, you know, paying it back up the chain is important. Like I always did, like the people that I really look up to, like Conan Moccasin, for example, like my music wouldn't sound like it does if it wasn't for Conan. And like, it's cool. I don't know. It's flattering.
I'm not that familiar with Cotton Moccasin. Could you pick a song that we could play where we could hear?
Yeah, do what's a great con, and maybe try Sexy Man off his album Jazz Busters. That's a great, great song.
Here's Cotton Moccasin with Sexy Man on World Cafe.
Sexy Man.
That song was called Sexy Man from Cotton Moccasin. I'm speaking with Mac DeMarco on World Cafe. Going to hear one more song from Mac's album, Five Easy Hot Dogs. It's a song that finishes the trip, finishes the album. It's called Rockaway, named for Rockaway Beach, where you once lived. Mm-hmm. Tell us about recording this song.
I was staying at my friend Andrew's house. It was funny staying in Rockaway again. He lives close to where I used to live out there, but kind of in the nicer part, just the more like, central part of Rockaway, I guess. And it was great to be back out there, but it's funny because I hadn't been in New York for so long. I really wanted to go to the city and see all these people and people I'd seen in years. And it really reminded me how long it takes to get out to the Rockaway. Like, I'd be in the city till like 3 or 4 in the morning doing whatever. And then I'd be like, okay, now I'm going to drive home. And it'd take like 50 minutes to an hour, you know, which is just like, good God. But yeah, it's cool. It's really weird to, I don't know, be that like tuned into a neighborhood that a lot of people have never even been to that live there much longer than I have lived there. It's weird, but beautiful.
Here's Mac DeMarco with Rockaway on World Cafe. Just heard Rockaway from Mac DeMarco. It's from his new album, Five Easy Hot Dogs. Mac DeMarco's been my guest today. Mac, thank you so much for hanging out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been wonderful to have you. I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The World Cafe. My name is Raina Duras. Here's a quick French lesson for you. This next song is spelled M-A-N-G-E-T-O-U-T. M-A-N-G-E-T-O-U-T. And it's pronounced mange tout. A combination of the words mange and tout. Translates to eat everything. It's a mange tout, new from Wet Leg.
She has a smile.
You're listening to World Cafe.
Spinning round my head and I stay.
You just heard From by Bon Iver. Coming up, a new song from someone Bon Iver has worked with and also used to date for a while on World Cafe. From NPR, this is World Cafe. Raina Duras with you. Kathleen Edwards has a new album out tomorrow. It's called Billionaire, and she's just heading out on her North American tour today, starting in Nova Scotia up in Canada before heading down into the States. From Billionaire, this is Kathleen Edwards. Say goodbye, tell no one.
Tell you how I feel. Find someone else when it's public radio's most listened to music show. This is World Cafe.
Never get old. That's Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats closing out this hour of World Cafe. You can always find World Cafe online on Instagram at World Cafe, at World Cafe. Give us a follow. You can see videos, photos. You can leave comments, suggestions, or love letters, if you like. Thank you so much to our affiliate stations all across the country who bring you this show, including WFUV in New York City. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. So
life's too short, right? Especially in the summer, it can feel like time is fleeting. Lucas Nelson sings about racing against the clock in this new song called Born Running Out of Time.